This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I know you're all waiting for Wayne patiently here on the USA Radio Network. No Megan Barth tonight either. You get a triple shot of me this week. Tonight, Thursday night, and then on Friday I get the entire show while Wayne parties like a rock star. I think it's in Miami, right, Chris? Miami? Yeah, in Miami, along with the great Robert Davi, and one of the Trump kids will be there as well. And this is like a whole... It's like a whole... cornucopia of conservative superstars. Yeah, Rootstock. And I'm sure they'll be selling all kinds of bricks to Roots the Wall, which is fantastic, as Wayne's going to raise, I guess, $1 billion. But anyway, my name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for the first hour here on the USA Radio Network. I'm sure you know the number by now, but 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. It is the, what's today? Today's the 7th, 8th, or something like the 8th day. Yeah, 8th day of October. So, welcome aboard. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. Again, I'll do my thing here for the first break, and then you guys can call in. We can squeeze you in and around our guests. We've got a bottom-of-the-hour guest from the Heritage Foundation, a good pal of mine, Stephen Bucci, who has 30 years of military experience. So we will chat with him. But I was thinking about this as I was walking my dog, Ozzy, today around the block, and I said to myself, you know what? If you were to miss 2 or 3 days... of conservative talk radio, like 2 or 3 days of Wayne Allen Root, or 2 or 3 days of just good, hard-hitting, conservative, right-of-center talk radio. And you might not turn the TV on for a couple of days. And then all of a sudden, you sort of flip on, and you've been without conservative talk for a couple of days, and you flip on the television. I mean, you could become brainwashed like that. Right? You turn on CNN, you turn on MSNBC... You get Anderson Cooper, Wolfie Blitzer, Big Don Lemon, Rachel Maddow, all doing what they do. Wah, 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 wah. And you could become brainwashed. I could see it. Right? You might just start to think that even... Maybe they're right. Maybe they're correct. Maybe Trump is the actual reincarnation of Satan himself. Maybe all that is going on. Maybe. Just maybe. That's a chance. I'll tell you. You need a dose of reality every single day. You have to have it. You have to have some kind of a dose of a Wayne Allen Root. Or I'll even say yours truly. Turn it on every morning. Or turn it on every night with Wayne. Because if you don't get some common sense, regular, non-crazy, non-lunatic talk... There is so much ugliness coming from the left. So much ugliness that can cause you despair. That it can become overwhelming. I can see it happen. I can honestly see it happening. I can see people who every single time they turn on the television, over and over and over again. Because you don't have any, there's no left talk on the radio. Lefty talk does not survive on the radio because nobody buys into that garbage. And if you look even at the television, just because there's so many eyeballs on the screen, you just by default, you will get some people watching the CNNs and the MSNBCs of the world. Well, not nearly as much as you would as far as the right. But I can see you getting inundated. And overwhelmed. And it can become quite an issue, I think, after a while. So I feel for folks. I think that you're out there, and you, right now maybe you're driving, again, on the highway, going home from work. Or maybe you're coming home from work. You're going to work, coming home from work. Maybe you're getting ready to pick up dinner for the kids. Whatever it is, wherever you are across this great country right now. And you may think, well, you're alone. Maybe you feel like nobody's listening to you. Nobody hears you. But that's not even close to being true. There are a lot of people out there, wherever you're listening, who are just like you. They think like you. They believe in common sense. They believe in doing the correct thing, the right thing, the moral thing. And if you watch television right now and the witch hunt that is going on, sure, is Trump stonewalling? Absolutely. Is he doing, you know, the two-step? Of course. I would, too. He sent out a letter today. And I think the letter is correct. Impeach me or move on. Stop the nonsense. It's a game. Nancy Pelosi did not want to get into this game, and now she's in it. And she doesn't want to commit, because once you commit, you're in. And now you got to vote, and now things change, and they don't want to do that. They want this to be a big, giant charade for as long as possible. So, the folks out there who are listening, I thank you for your diligence. I thank you for your patriotism. I know Wayne, I'm sure, thanks you for your patriotism, for listening every single night, watching him on his great television show. And there wouldn't be a country as great as it is without you guys, without each and every one of you who are listening right now. So kudos to all of you out there who are invested in this nation and want to do great things with it. Now, a little later on tonight, I wouldn't pay more than 5 seconds of time of it, but there is going to be a town hall on, I think it's, well, I don't want to give them a plug, but one of the Lefty Nation television stations is going to have a town hall where I assume they're going to roll out all of the lefty candidates. I'm not sure where they start. But I was looking at some of the net worth and some of the things about some of these candidates, which you may not know. I'm not going to go into all the detail. I mean, you know the candidates who are left. Joe Biden, of course, 76 years old. My question is, how is Joe Biden worth $9 million? Joe Biden has been a public servant for like 50 years. Honestly, like almost like 50 years. He's been a public servant. How is he worth $9 million? And by the way, Biden is done. He's finished. And there is now a rumor, and I hate to say I told you so, except I think I told you so. And I actually heard Wayne talking about this. I think it was yesterday. But I have been a believer that Ms. Hillary Clinton was never out of this race. And I am now getting to the point where I actually believe somehow she's going to throw her hat back in the ring. She's going to come riding in. I said this morning on my show, a white horse. One of my callers more aptly said on a broom. So maybe she'll be coming in on a broom to try to sweep up the rest of the Democrat candidates. And I think for the Democrats, if I were, you know, leading the charge, if I were in charge of the Democrat Party, I would want her back. Because the rest of the candidates can't win. Biden cannot win. Elizabeth Warren is worth $12 million. Okay? She's another one who's been, she's been a legislator for a long, long time prior to that, a teacher. And I can't stop but think Elizabeth Warren, her number one, I guess, gig in life is to scream, why or woe is me, right? Oh, poor me. I mean, I did this and I did that and I had to work really hard and get my education. Then I got pregnant and had a baby and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's always I'm the victim, right? She reminds me of my mother-in-law a little bit. My mother-in-law is an old Italian woman who, you know, if her friends, like, she may have in a week's time, because of just circumstances, a friend dies, and another friend gets really sick with cancer, and, you know, an uncle passes away 200 miles away, and every people are falling down left and right, dying around her, and she's like, woe is me, God, why are you picking on me? That's Elizabeth Warren, right? Not the fact that her friends are dying and her family are passed. They're the ones that are gone, not you. But I get that impression with Elizabeth Warren. I says, woe is me. Why is it always happening to me? And then she tries to play that card as far as being a victim, which she is not. Exactly. Bernie Sanders had a heart attack. He's finished. No one's going to vote for him. You know, he had his chance, and Hillary Clinton stole it from him. So as far as the Dems go, he's done. Cory Booker, nothing. Kamala Harris, nothing. Beto O'Rourke is finished. Buttigieg. I mean, who amongst this group could actually challenge the President of the United States. And again, I have to say this, being completely honest with you. I don't wave the pom-poms. I don't have tees on the pom-poms. I try to, you know, basically I sit back and try to call it as I see it. And as far as the country goes, I mean, it's clearly, there's no choice as to who you would want as president. It's Trump over everybody else. But none of these candidates that I just mentioned have, I don't think they have any chance to beat him. I mean, you could have made an argument at one time that Uncle Joe could have somehow figured out a way to pull it off. But where we are now, the fact that he just looks old, he sounds old, he sounds like the angry old man telling you to get off his lawn. I mean, that everything now, every video clip you see of Joe Biden, he's pointing his finger at somebody and yelling at him, right? Yo, we gotta go look at Donald Trump, right? That's what he's doing. It's getting a little absurd. And the rest of the candidates, I'm sorry. I mean, people may say, well, Elizabeth Warren is charging. I don't see it. I don't see it. So that leads me again to what I had thought all along. If her health was viable, I said Hillary Clinton will not go quietly into the night. I don't believe that for a second. So, I don't know, maybe not this week or next week or even next month. I could even see her waiting till after the next debate. But I wouldn't be shocked, man. I wouldn't be shocked. If Hillary Clinton throws her hat back into the ring. All right, listen, thank you as always for listening. We love every single one of you. Once again, this is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie. Got the first hour today. Wayne will be here in, about 40 minutes or so. We'll be back. Hang on.
This is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. Ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, let me mention that this show is sponsored by Root for the Wall PAC, which is my PAC, my political action committee that just began just literally this week. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. And I have a message from my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who's keeping his promises. And his biggest promise is to build that wall. It just kicked in again. There we go. Now I hear everybody loud and clear. But President Trump can only do with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. And we got to take a stand. It's time now to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. And that's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. The number is 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, toll free. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message, this live read. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
All right, I'm back. My name is Lee Elsie. I get the first hour here. Megan Barth usually fills in for Wayne on Tuesday, but she's off doing her thing, and she'll be back, I'm sure, next week. I'll get Thursday for an hour as well, and then Friday, Wayne heads down to the big shindig down there in Florida, along with all the great conservatives. I'm sure you could probably still get tickets to that shindig on Friday, I would assume. So if you can go to that, I mean, I've gotten a chance to meet a lot of the folks that are going to be at Wayne's event down there in Florida, including I had
had Robert Davi here in the studio. He's a legend. He can kill. He will kill in whatever speech he gives, along with some of the other ones. So that'll be a lot of fun this weekend. So I'll be filling in for Wayne the entire show on Friday night with some great guests, bringing on some great guests for you guys that night as well. So, you know, California finally got one thing right. I want to get off the Trump thing just for a couple minutes, and we'll get back on it. I want to talk a little bit about the Kurds and Syria at the bottom of the hour with our friend from the Heritage Foundation. But, you know, California got it right. They actually are now the leader, if you will, in the college athletes and endorsement deals. I've been saying that college athletes should get paid for, well, since I was in college. I mean, it would have been nice to get a check from somebody for some endorsement deal when I was at Clemson or somewhere. You know, it would have been great to get that kind of a deal. Super. But that didn't happen, and for the longest time, I think these players have been getting the screw job of sorts because, you know, they bring a lot of money into the universities, and I know this is, you know, this is either a yes or no issue for a lot of people out there, and we don't have time to, we don't have to take calls on this. This is my point of view, and I've actually probably talked about this before in the air here on the USA Radio Network, too. These guys work really, really hard. They work harder than any other, I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but they're the football players and what they have to learn and how much they have to spend, the time they have to spend on the field, and then the games and the travel and all that goes along with that, and still try to get an education out of it if, in fact, they take advantage of that. There's got to be a way, and I thought I came up with a great plan. There's got to be a way for players to make money and still go to school. When you're between the ages of 18 and 22, those are prime years to actually make money as an athlete, right? I mean, somebody out there who becomes a carpenter or does whatever, goes right out into the working world, I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases ahead of a college student when they come out of school. And in some cases, these college athletes are not going to go on to the pros. So these 4 years when they're in college, they should be making money at what they're doing, what they do better than anybody else in the country, and they're not. So I think California is actually right for once in pushing this narrative. And I'd like to see this thing sort of sweep across the entire country. I mean, they should get paid a salary. You should get paid. You should negotiate your own deal. If you're a great soccer player and four or five of the best schools in the country are coming out to recruit you, okay, well, why can't the best soccer player in the country get a full ride? Or, you know, maybe he's offered a full ride, or she, and offered a stipend, whatever that school thinks he's worth or she's worth. It doesn't make any sense. Actually, it makes no sense that they're not offered that if they're bringing money into that school. So I think California is right, and I think these kids, I don't know if they can form a union. I'm not sure legally if that's even possible, or even if that's something that they want to do, but I think, you know, somewhere along the line, schools should smarten up and actually pay these kids what they're worth, because it's only fair. I mean, they have so much, the NCAA has so much money and should stand out of the way of these kids. All right, listen, my name is Lee Elsie. First hour here on Tuesday, I get a chance to sit in with you. We're going to talk to, again, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation after the bottom of the hour. We'll come back with that. Wayne Allen Root will be back at the top of the hour. Once again, you're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The back and forth continues as the State Department is preventing a key figure in the Ukraine scandal from testifying. Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland was set to testify on Tuesday until that testimony was blocked. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says this isn't over yet.
He has said to his lawyers that he's fully prepared to come to testify. There will be a subpoena issued.
Meanwhile, House Republican from Ohio Jim Jordan says the Democrats are playing dirty pool.
That treatment is the reason why the administration, the State Department said we're not going to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same treatment. And look, we were actually looking forward to hearing from Ambassador Sondland.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 314 points to close at 26,164. The S&P was off 46 to finish at 28,93. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, here we go. One of my favorite guests to bring on when we're talking about issues that plague the entire globe and sort of funnel their way through us is this next gentleman again, Stephen Bucci. Three-plus decades, cybersecurity, military special ops, again, Heritage Foundation. Stephen, how are you?
I'm well, Lee. It's great to be on the show.
Well, we appreciate this. So a lot to get to, and I want to jump right into the this whole thing going on with the moving the troops from Syria, northeast Syria, and Turkey. And can you break this down? A lot of folks are saying this is just a terrible thing for our Kurd allies. Can you talk to me about this?
Well, this is something that's been coming for a while. Our side has told the Kurds, that we were going to be doing this. The president never made a promise to stay there forever. Excuse me. Now that the predominant threat, ISIS, has been crushed in that area, it's time for us to start drawing down. Now, it's not the ideal situation for the Kurds because, the Turks don't want to see the Kurds have any sort of autonomy anywhere, whether it be in Syria, in Iraq, and darn sure not in Turkey. So they see that as a threat anywhere. And right now, we don't have the best relationship with Turkey, despite it still being a NATO ally. Our influence with them is down. So it's tough.
So one of the things that people always talk about, though, is as soon as we pull out, those folks who are our allies, they were the tip of the spear, if you will, are going to get slaughtered. First of all, do you think that's going to happen? And secondly, how should we feel about that?
I don't think they'll get slaughtered. I think they're going to start getting a lot of pressure from the Turks. The Turks do not want them to develop to a point where their cousins over in Turkey start thinking it'd be cool to go link up with them and separate from Turkey. I'm kind of hoping, and I'll be honest with you, I'm being pretty optimistic here, that once we start backing out, the Turks will moderate a little bit and say, okay, look, you guys just stay there. Don't cause any trouble on our side, and we'll leave you alone. Whether that's going to happen or not, I don't know. Erdogan's not the best guy in the world to have in power there, but that's who the Turks have elected, at least for now. So we'll have to see what happens.
Now, the president has talked about forcing some hands, and in particular, maybe even releasing some of the prisoners that we have. We don't want to pay for them anymore. Can you tell everybody a little bit about that?
Yeah, everybody that's come in, including George Bush, who was the one holding those prisoners initially, doesn't want to hold these people forever. That's not our thing. We don't want to pay for them. We don't want to take all the heat for having them. We hold prisoners, one, if the conflict is still ongoing, and two, if there's some intelligence value or potential intelligence value that could be gained from. Once those two things are gone, you want to get rid of them. The problem is these guys, they're not smart enough to say, okay, we'll sign a paper that says we won't do anything bad to you anymore,
right,
and then leave. They keep saying, no, as soon as we get out of here, we're going to come back and kill you. So it's kind of makes it tough for us to release them. On top of that, the way this system works is when the people holding them, in this case us, decide to release them, we go to the International Red Cross Red Crescent and say, okay, this is what we'd like to do with these guys. And they have to approve the plan. If the plan is to send them back to their home of origin, the country that they have a passport for, which is the norm, the Red Cross goes to that country and says, hey, do you want old Bob here? And if they say no, we can't send them. Or if they say yes, then the Red Cross goes back to the individual and says, hey, your country, maybe it's Jordan, maybe it's Iraq, they want you back, probably because they have charges against you. And if the guy says, no, I don't want to go there, I know what those guys are going to do. They don't play by the nice rules like the Americans. They're going to do terrible things to us. Then that we can't send them there. So then we have to find a third country to send them to, and that's not always the easiest thing to do because a lot of these characters are pretty darn horrible people.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Isn't it in our best interests? I mean, of all the things that we spend money on, we don't want ISIS fighters back out anywhere, right? I mean, I wouldn't want to release these guys to anybody unless the end result for their, you know, what's going to happen to them is going to be they're going to get killed. They're going to, you know, they're going to get their head chopped off. Otherwise, I say we just keep them in some cold, dark cell someplace and let them rot. No?
That would be okay with me, but that's not the way our courts look at it, and it's not the way all of our, you know, civil liberties folks look at it, and they tend to try and apply the rights of American citizens to these guys, yeah. And that's frankly not the right thing to do. But, yeah, I mean, I made a suggestion, well, let's just put them on a big raft and send them out into the Atlantic Ocean, let them deal with it. But, you know, that was sort of not an appropriate response either.
Target practice. I'm on board with that one, Steve. Me and you have a similar mindset when it comes to the folks who are... I mean, these are the same people that were cutting heads off everybody and burning people alive in cages. And, you know, they're just horrible human beings. And the idea that we're going to coddle them, it just... That blows me... It always blows me away when we get to that point. I understand we are the beacon of light. This is the greatest nation in the world. I get all that. But still, there are some folks who don't deserve the same kinds of freedoms that me and you have. Period.
I think I'm absolutely in agreement with you. Jim Mattis used to have a saying when he was still in uniform. He said, look, some people just need to be killed. There's that evil. They're not repentant. There's no chance of any sort of rehabilitation. We just need to get rid of them. But our system doesn't allow for that. So we do what we can do.
Right. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. We love talking to him about all of this stuff, and he breaks it down better than anybody. Moving from that, second whistleblower out, and a lot of people keep asking me the same question, Steve, so I'll ask you the same question that I get all the time, which is, what law did the president break? What law are they accusing him of breaking? Do you know?
I cannot ascertain that. You know, I've read the transcript of the phone call, looked at it, you know, with as jaundiced an eye as I can try and get, and I can't find anything he did that's wrong. In my mind, just because somebody's a candidate for political office doesn't mean they get a free ride for any of the questionable or illegal things that they've done in the past. So the president is asking this other country, hey, you need to look into this. I mean, and in that case, Joe Biden bragged about it on stages, saying, yeah, I did this. I told this guy, you give me the answer I want in 6 hours or your $1 billion going down the toilet. I mean, that's exactly what they're accusing President Trump of doing, but I can't see that President Trump really did that. And this idea of, well, you can't ask another country to do that. He's your political opponent. So, well, does that mean he gets amnesty for all his past sins because now he's a candidate? Well, they clearly didn't give President Trump that bargain when he was a candidate. They didn't even tell him they were investigating.
No, exactly. That's exactly the way I see it. I don't know how else you can look at it. And you're 1,000% right. So that would mean anybody running for any political office would then have carte blanche to do pretty much whatever it is that they want prior to them. If they know they're going to run, then they can't be touched, right?
Yeah. Just go for it. Go rob banks, murder people, and then afterwards, oh, you can't, you know, investigate me. I'm a political candidate. That's not the way our system works. Even if you're a Democrat. So I don't understand why they're all upset about this. I remember, I'm old enough to remember Teddy Kennedy going to the Russians, I mean the Soviets at this point, not even just the Russians, to say, hey, you don't really want Ronald Reagan to be president. You do a lot better with me. Let's work together so he doesn't win. Okay, that any crimes. Kennedy just wanted to beat him. But here President Trump is saying, hey, this Biden stuff's a little flaky. And, you know, he bragged about forcing your prosecutor off the case. You might want to look into that. And we're not going to have any problem if you look into it, because what Biden did wasn't right in forcing him off. Now, he didn't add that last couple of lines. That's Bucci's interpretation, but I'm with you. I don't see what President Trump has done that's illegal, immoral, or even questionable, frankly. But they're, you know, obviously the two alleged whistleblowers disagree, so they're going to look into it. But I got to tell you, President Trump's been pretty darn transparent about it, and he's letting people know if one of our politicians has done something flaky in your country, look into it. You know, you don't have to wave it off because we're America. Check them out.
Right.
And if they did something wrong, let the dice, you know, roll.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, 30 years of decorated service, military. We always appreciate you coming on, Stephen. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later.
All right, pal.
Take care.
Have a good one, brother. Stephen Bucci again, Heritage Foundation. We've got to run. We'll be right back. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Alaroot? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com, and regain control over your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Swiss America. Our great friends at Swiss America. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years. And the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? China's on a record gold buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? Price is up $200 per ounce in the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. Now it happened in 60 days. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. But who you buy from is even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move, so free phone call, free special report just for my listeners, and a free 30-minute DVD starring the CEO of Swiss America and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, as the host. And I don't mean just like a little role at the beginning of the video. I mean, I'm in the entire 30-minute video. It took a full-day shoot in Scottsdale, Arizona. To create this video. I don't know how I do all this, but I fit this all into my life. So free video, free special report, and free call. What do you have to lose? The answer is nothing. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN. You have a lot to lose if you don't buy gold. You don't understand gold. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
All right, it's Lee Elsie, and I have the reins until the top of the hour. Wayne Allen Root will be here in no time flat. This is the USA Radio Network, all these great stations, from sea to shining sea, wherever you may be. And again, I appreciate each and every one of you. We all appreciate each and every one of you for listening every single night. So I was running through some different things during the break, and I just came across Clinton to Trump on 2020 Run. Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me, she says. Oh, please. I would love that race again. I mean, just for the pure spectacle of it, because I don't know if anybody on the other side is up to the challenge of duking it out. Then again, I don't know if Hillary's up to the challenge either. She was sick she looked sick when she was running last go around, so who knows? But anyway, as I started the show off this evening, I think it'll be an interesting scenario. Actually, Trump tweeted, "I think that crooked Hillary should enter the race to try and steal it away from Uber left Elizabeth Warren. Only one condition: the crooked one must explain all of her high crimes and misdemeanors, including how and why she
deleted 33,000 emails. And also, I don't know if you saw this, but Trump passed the 11,000 tweet mark. 11,000 tweets. I looked at my Twitter account and I said, okay, well, how many tweets have, and I'm not a big Twitter guy. I don't get it all the way yet. I mean, I find some of the other platforms easier to follow. Maybe that's just me, and I don't know. But anyway, I looked at how many tweets I've sent in my lifetime, and I think that it was, I had it before, but it was a fraction of the number. It was like not even a thousand, like a couple hundred in my life. Because, but 11,000 tweets, it's like he's constantly tweeting. Think about how many days are on a year, right? 365 days in a year. He's got 11,000 tweets just from the time he was president. What are we talking about? Even if it's if you want to say 1,000 days, it's well, it's a lot. It's at least 10, 12 tweets a day, right? You would think. I mean, where's he finding time to do that? That's pretty impressive. All right. We only have a couple minutes left, so rather than jump into anything that we can't finish, I thought this story, which I ran across, which is sort of, well, tugs at the ugliness of one's soul. So there are a group of men, these men, they love their sex dolls because they say that their sex doll, and they call them sex doll wives, by the way, because they won't cheat on them. So, and they bring them everywhere with them, not just for the sex. They bring them to, like, their friend's house when they have coffee. And they set up their sex doll next to them as they talk about things going on around the world. And one in particular, one gentleman in particular, John, can't wait for Thanksgiving dinner so that he can sit his young woman, I guess his mistress, I don't know what you want to call her exactly. Her name is Jackie. Wants to sit Jackie at the table with Mom and Pops for Thanksgiving dinner. But I guess these men are they're living a good life with their silicone fake wives. $6,000 each. These things. $6,000. I mean, can't you order like a real Russian wife for like $6,000 or something like that? Can't you go on one of these websites and get a real woman to come fly out and live with you for $6,000? Man. All right. The average American's commute just hit a record high of 27 minutes one way. 27 minutes each way to go to work. You know what? That's almost exactly what mine is. It's pretty weird. Your head ages faster than your feet. So if you're taking any selfies where you want to look young, I guess keep your feet close to the screen. That makes sense. The largest country in Europe is Ukraine. How about that? And finally, those of you out there who may be upset with how and why and where you can purchase firearms, it's actually legal to own a flamethrower in 48 states. Only California and Maryland don't allow it. So if you can't get a regular gun, maybe a flamethrower. How about that? We're done. Wayne Allen Root is next. Thanks to Chris. Thanks to the great folks over at the USA Radio Network. I'll be back on Thursday. See you then.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
.org.